Hello and welcome to the Dragcast. That's the dragcast.co.uk. It's a new thing that we're just starting, and we're not sure how it's going to go, but we really, really want you to listen to it. And we're going to try and explain to you exactly why we're talking now and exactly what we're talking about. I'm Badgers. I'm kind of the first spokesman of the drag. And joining me is Neon, who's next to me. Hello, Neon.
Hello.
Neon's involvement in the drag so far, he's been a long-standing member of the drag, but today, in terms of the podcast, he's the technical whiz that's put it all together. It's one of those things where you'll probably hear more of my voice banging on, but without his input and expertise...
Behind the scenes sort of thing, doing all the... Yeah, work.
You wouldn't actually be hearing my voice now. It would just be something I'd be talking about down the pub.
Yeah. For talking to yourself and at home.
Yeah, well, I do that a fair bit anyway. But look, we're gonna start really in a what is the drag? Because what is the drag, and why would you listen to it, and what's it all about? The drag, and the reason we met. Neon and I, we were on a popular anarchist forum, anarchist political and kind of social forum, which discussed kind of lots of different things. But I started a discussion on there which was really more about work, and it's office work specifically, and about how office work is... It always felt a bit pointless, like you were getting up in the morning for a pointless...
Wasting time and wasting your life away.
A waste of a day, yeah. Dude. A waste of a day. And you have certain things you get in and you work through the management struggles and the different nonsense you had to deal with. But you had certain windows of time, let's say specifically between like 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock in the afternoon where...
Nothing was happening. You sort of had a few minutes to kill and...
No, I know. I think you're right, and I think that scientists would tell you that you're there, and it's you've eaten lunch, and you've got up early in order to get to a desk to sit under fluorescent lights and stare at a screen and feel tired and annoyed. And it gets to, and then you eat lunch, and you you feel tired in the afternoon, and then the drag kicks in, and that. That's what I think the drag is, and that's what I think the reason we started the discussion. This was back in 2004. We started talking about this, and we need to, over the time with this podcast, talk to more experts, people who are involved in employment, people who study this and have actually got figures to tell us. But for now, we just want to take the mick out of it a little bit and tell you a little bit, on this first release, tell you a little bit about why we're talking about it.
Yeah. How we started off and where we're going and that sort of thing.
Indeed. And you started a little bit later than me. I started this discussion forum. Before Facebook, there used to be a thing called, what are they now?
Message boards.
Message boards, bulletin boards, internet forums. And back on the 4th of December in 2006... I started a discussion forum which was called This Day Is Really Dragging. And it was a personal thing which I did purely to moan about my own day. It wasn't like anything more than that. It was just purely I was having a boring day and I wanted to just moan to the world about it. So, yeah, I started this thing. This was back almost 10 years ago. It was on a popular anarchist discussion forum, which I won't name, but we will have we will name it, and we'll get the guy who runs the forum on at some point soon, just to have a chat with us. He's a publicity hound. Yeah. I think is the right term for him.
It's good way to describe it.
Yeah, indeed, he's a nice guy. We'll get him on. He loves to chat about the world and stuff like that. But we started this discussion. Well, I started this discussion. Back on that date, and we had 2,028 people post about how boring their drag was.
Yeah.
702 of those posts were by me. So I made up like the...
A third of the the drag was you for the first couple of years.
Indeed, indeed. And I wasn't... It wasn't a case that I'm... I have a much more boring job than everybody else. It was just a new discussion forum, and I enjoyed it. We went on and it sort of kind of evolved. And over time, there was... we made it to 2011 where we kept this discussion going. We're just talking about people in the office... which managers we hated, which directors we hated, and
people you liked and people you disliked. And...
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. We've kind of both Neon and I have got like different characters, shall we say, from past employment that we're going to tell you stories about anonymously for their benefit and for our benefit legally. But it was something that ran and ran, and considering it started the 4th of the 12th, 2006. By 2011, 4th of the 12th, 2006, we set up nine discussion forums, and we had 87,000 replies, which is it's over 1,000 man hours of time was spent by people moaning about their day at work.
Yeah, possibly longer as well if you take some of the longer posts. That's based on 45 seconds per post, where some of them are quite long, so it could have been more than that.
There's some that I've measured out, and I think I've probably spent. I've taken photos and included those in the post. But it was, it's still proven popular now. I mean, we're talking nearly 10 years, and that people have been moaning about this, and there's been a dedicated group, and this is why the dragcast.co.uk we started up because we just don't feel this office work makes sense, and we still do it, but we want to moan about it a little bit. And
you have to do it, or it's kind of it's a bit of a let off to go and talk about it elsewhere, isn't it?
No, indeed, indeed. And I think it's more of a get things off your chest discussion. And we're hoping to do more of these podcasts, and we're going to try and get some podcasts done with people who...
Yeah, different people from different sort of careers. And
yeah, a friend of yours who actually likes his job.
Yeah, yeah. He works in a castle and seems to quite enjoy going there every day. And
yeah, so we're hoping that he's agreed he's going to come in and talk to us about something. It's difficult to get people in who really, really hate their jobs and can be not too specific about why they hate them or where they work. But we're going to talk a little bit more about that. And to be honest... the podcast is a little bit of fun as well. So the drag has gone on, as I said, for nearly 10 years, and it's there's been a core centre of us that have been sharing our working lives with each other. And to be honest, despite it being a detriment, I think it's been a benefit as well.
Yeah, obviously the core of us, about 18 people, are all posting the same forum, and we'll share some quite personal stuff over the years, I think. It's been... quite intimate at certain points over the years.
No, it is. I think people we're going to share with each other some personal stuff. But I met Neon by moaning about my work, and today we're talking because he's managed to set this podcast up tech wise.
Yeah, we've got the website going up. We've got the podcast on SoundCloud and iTunes. Hopefully,
yeah. No. And he's without yourself doing it, it never would have happened. Yeah. We talked earlier about me trying to do it without on my own, or
all the tech and background and stuff.
So it can't happen. So you got Neon from a tech background, and you got me from a sales background. So I'm used to talking to people. Neon is used to doing tech stuff.
Yeah.
Between the two of us, we've managed to sit down in front of a microphone.
Yeah.
Probably make a fool of ourselves.
So you've taken a couple of years to get together and sort it out. But
indeed, yeah. And we've been talking about this for, what, a year?
Longer than that, I think, a couple of years.
Maybe. Yeah. Definitely longer than that, for a couple of years. I think the reason we started doing this is twofold. One is we love the drag. If you're sitting in an office and you've got nothing to do in the afternoon, and you're angry because your manager is, well, a prick, or the company policies are awful... you need someone to moan about, and it's good to moan about it anonymously. Remember, who was your who's your person now at your work? We talk about this anonymously because we're very, very aware of people and whatever else. But there was a T...
Oh, Triple Vodka Scooter Boy, TVSB, who was a guy who was on an apprentice for 2 weeks at my old job. And he kind of came and just didn't really do anything for 2 weeks, then left and got the sack. And it was a bit of a legend, really, on the drag. On Facebook, his nickname was Triple Vodka Scooter Boys. That's where he got the nickname from.
So it's Triple Vodka Scooter Boy. I think what was a good example there was it's not a case that we're gossiping about someone behind their back. This fella was kind of a hilarious employee.
Yeah.
It was never going to last. And the fact that he was called Triple Vodka Scooter Boy cheered us up a fair bit. And I yeah. think I worked with someone just not long afterwards, but as a tribute to him, we called him Triple Jaeger Bus Boy. and he lasted about the same sort of length of time in terms of employment. We're taking the podcast on... And I hope you stick with us because we're doing this as a launch, and this is the nervous one. This is the uninteresting one where we've not rehearsed anything.
Yeah, we're kind of blagging it, really, aren't we?
We're not just blagging it. I think we're drunk and blagging it.
Yeah, we're a little bit drunk. A few Negronis down.
Indeed, we've never drunk Negronis before, but we thought that was the
inspired by Doug Stanhope podcast. So that was the main thing.
Indeed, and I think, to be honest, the podcast itself is inspired to some degree by Doug Stanhope, who's he's the best, in my opinion, he's got the best comedy podcast on the market at the moment.
Yeah, definitely for me, I think. It's one I listen to most.
It's there's a few that I've... He's the only podcast I save. He's got four or five which I've actually saved in a long menu of podcasts that I listen to every day.
Yeah.
Which I'll actually revisit.
Yeah, go back to and listen to
them. And watch his Goose Kirk podcast, James Inman podcast, and things like this. And I wish I had his sense of humour. I wish I could entertain you as much as he does.
Yeah.
But if you've not listened to the Doug Stanhope podcast before, do so. Please do so. It's an amazing tour de force of
drunken stories and
He's, in my opinion, one of the best, if not the best, comedian of all time.
Definitely up there, I think. Yeah.
There you go. I think he's wicked. Both of us have been listening to the podcast for a while. Neon's got a couple he's going to introduce you to now. We've both chosen three of our favourites, and to be honest, there's some crossover. But I think if I give Neon the mic now and let him. Let him introduce you and give you just a couple of sentences on a couple of podcasts that were worth listening to and which ones are the inspiration to why we're here today.
Yeah. Start with Richard Herring Leicester Square Theatre podcast, which is Rehearsaper. That's sort of interviews with other celebrities, sort of question answer sessions. Some of them are good, some of them are a bit rubbish, but like overall, I think generally they're quite interesting and good to listen to. Second one, Serial, which is a crime drama from America, I would say.
Yep.
It's based on real life, not the serial as in breakfast cereal, but the serial as in drama serial. It's about a guy who was accused of murder and sent to prison for murder about 10 years ago, I think. And it's about how the trial was sort of a bit of a sham and the evidence was wrong and how he's possibly not innocent, or maybe he is, but we're not sure yet. And there's a second season just come out now and about more of that. Third podcast is Milk the Cow, which is a Newcastle-based... political kind of podcast. It's a group on Facebook as well. It's kind of political, left-wing sort of type thing. Stemmed off from the rave days back in the 90s, and it's kind of grown from there and into left-wing politics of now. And it's quite interesting and a bit different, I would say. And I'll pass over to Badgers now on his three.
No, totally. I do actually subscribe to all three podcasts of those as well, and I'm gonna pick Neon's brains on these because the Milk the Cow podcast obviously is a local podcast.
Yeah.
I think I sent a message to the cow crew a while ago saying just because I'm from London, I'm not an actual Raji. if you want to take the Newcastle parlance, Milk the Cow podcast. It's a they're a bunch of lads.
Yeah.
Do you know the boys that run it? Yeah, I think you know one of them.
They're friends of friends kind of thing. They're from the rave days. A friend of mine knows the guy that runs it. So.
Yeah. Because I'm Mike Carroll fascinates me, and I really want to meet him.
He's quite an enigma, I think. He's a bit quite elusive. You can't quite pin him down to where he is.
No, that quite pleases me. I really enjoy the other two. Serial is probably the best received podcast on earth. The first series was a guy called Adnam, I think, Asian boy who's put in prison for murder. And it's now being reinvestigated. It's ongoing. You can Google it. It's a great. It really is a. Even if the guy was guilty, it's still a terrible miscarriage of justice because of the unprofessionalism of the American law legal system. It was an absolute mess. But don't listen to me. I'm not a legal person. Just go and watch it.
Yeah.
And Richard Herring is still Richard Herring. His Leicester Square.
He's been doing the same thing for 20 years. It's kind of the same as what
he's doing. Yeah, no, no. So. And you've got an armpit that dispenses sun cream. Or a
time traveling finger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'd go for the time traveling finger, but I think I'd probably go back to. I don't know. Actually, no, it's probably not right for the first podcast. I've got some bad ideas about that.
Yeah, we'll come back to that at some point.
I'm going to put. We both love the Doug Stanhope podcast, and we're going to. Agree to that's the podcast we both love.
Yeah,
I've taken three podcasts myself, which I enjoy, and one of them is Bill Burr. Bill Burr is a fantastic orator. He does a lot of Stanhope, a lot of stand up in the US, and that stand up's all over. But he does some comedy writing too. He writes for he's written a series called F for Family. And F for Family has been I think it's funded by and just launched by Netflix. I really enjoyed it. Great show. I watched the first half of the first episode and I thought, this isn't The Simpsons. But then I realised, not like I did with Futurama, with South Park, with Family Guy, with the American Dad, not everything is The Simpsons and they're all good in their own right. It's a really good show. Go and watch it. The thing I admire about Bill Burr is... he has an ability to just, on his own, just hold the mic for 90 minutes on a podcast.
Yeah, it's quite impressive. Even now, we're struggling for sort of 20 minutes, aren't we, where he can do 90 minutes.
No.
On his own as well.
And I get the impression with Bill Burr when he reads, he struggles a little bit with reading out loud reading from text.
Yeah.
Whether or not it's down to dyslexia or whatever. But he's... I'm really impressed with his stuff. Every other third word is fuck. But the remaining two thirds of everything he says is good.
Yeah.
And I do love his kind of anger at the world. He's a good egg. A really good egg, Bill Burr. Listen to him. He's slightly sexist, so keep that in mind. But he has a kind of a... He gets pissed off with women, but he's also good enough to show... how shit men are at time to time. Anyway, the next one, I'm going to go for No Such Thing as a Fish. No Such Thing as a Fish. They're the QILs. If you've not seen the program QI, I don't know where you've been. It's a great show. Yeah. Really, really good show. But the L's that are in the background that...
Like the fucked vendors, aren't they?
Yeah, they have the earpiece to Stephen Fry. Yeah. So when Stephen Fry is on the show... and something comes up that's difficult, they're with
Googling away and checking facts.
They're the fact checkers that give him the info. And they do their own little podcast, and it's just each one of them, there's a few of them, they do a fact of the day each. Each one is a fascinating fact, and they each chime in and help out. They're almost embarrassingly more clever than I am.
Yeah, too clever for their own good, really.
No, I know. But it's an entertaining...
interesting, yeah.
Entertaining podcast. If I have a request for them, go back to doing your podcast as just a podcast. Don't do it in front of a studio audience because it doesn't work as well. But you guys are wicked. Keep up the good work, whatever you do. And the last one is The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe. It's a little bit OTT for me. In terms of my own intellectual thing. Have you listened to it, Neil?
Not yet, though. I'm going to, though. I've heard good things about it.
These are the guys are scientists who the guy who runs it, he's that clever that he's used in antitrust cases right. in the US. So if Monsanto are taken to court by Apple,
yeah.
I'm just making this stuff up, but he's an antitrust lawyer or expert witness,
mm-hmm.
And he's an absolutely fascinating guy. Anyone who's worried about GM crops or homeopathy or anything like that, listen to this podcast. It is fantastic. This guy has no... the whole team, in fact, on the podcast, have no sort of axes to grind, or they're behind nobody's argument. They are just scientists that test theories. So when new theories come out,
yeah.
immediately examine them, and they give you the feedback.
So it's the fact rather than sort of bias any other way.
Absolutely. And we've seen in the past when there's been drugs like... trying to think of a good example, and the only one that's popping in my head is thalidomide.
Right.
Which
yeah.
Was just adopted and blasted out there. Now we live in an information age where people can actually...
check things before they take them.
I know, it's wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, we don't live in an age of nonsense anymore, where you can actually look at scientific facts. This is the place to go to. Don't read the Daily Mail for medical advice. Yeah. Don't ever read the Daily Mail for yeah. But don't
read. Just don't read it at all.
Don't read the Daily Mail ever. But if you want information about a certain thing, this is a great source of regular information about scientific fact. So anyway, we're gonna relax now a little bit, because this is our first time on the microphone.
Yeah, it's been okay, I think.
Well, I don't know.
We've done 22 minutes.
22 minutes.
We're aiming for 10, so it's quite good.
Yeah, we were aiming for 10 minutes, and we're not professionals, by the way. We're not...
yeah, I'm sure they've guessed that already.
Really? let me jingle my glass by the microphone. There you go. We're not professionals. We're doing this because it's a real interest to ours.
Yeah.
We love other people's podcasts.
Yeah.
And
we thought we'd have a go and see if we can do something a bit different, I think.
We would love to emulate Doug Stanhope's podcasts.
Yeah.
I would love to emulate the Skeptics Guide. I'd like to, on my own, be like a stronger speaker as Bill Burr. But I don't think we're going to be that. I think we're going to... but we're going to try and get some people involved. And we've been speaking today. We've got somebody from...
From the castle in Newcastle. That should be interesting, possibly.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. Sorry, tell us a bit more about your expert. He's not... Dave, he's not...
Dave, yeah, he works at Newcastle Castle. He's got a degree in history and sort of that sort of thing. And he's worked at the castle for a few years. He does educational tours for school kids and things. And he's quite interesting. He knows a lot about the history of Newcastle and the actual castle. So hopefully we'll get him at some point to do a bit of a talk about his work and how he enjoys it and that sort of thing. It's a bit different to our sort of day jobs, isn't it, where it's we go to the office and be bored for 8 hours a day.
Yeah, we talked about this earlier. We're going to try and drag this in, because the drag is kind of I don't know. It's kind of fun. We've met each other. I'm quite easy with being behind an office desk most of the time.
And, yeah.
But you got guys like Dave who have actually got a job out in the town.
Yeah, doing something they enjoy and.
Yeah, they're doing a job that they enjoy, and they're in empowering young kids and stuff. So it'd be interesting to chat to them about whether their day drags or not, and what pisses them off,
mm-hmm.
and everything else. And I'm sure I can find some other people who actually hate their jobs.
Yeah, I'm sure there's plenty in the forum that have a go and sort of tell us about different things.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, listen, it's a bit hard to wrap up the first podcast, because we're amateurs at this. We don't know where it's going.
So just... cut it off, do you think?
I don't know. Do you think cut it off, or do you think I should sing a song?
Yeah, go on.
All right. Incy Wincy Spider went up the water spout. No, I can't. I can't do it. Let's just cut us off.